Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence.
Greetings and welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. You haven't been here in so long, I forgot to put in the Mark Lawrence, Ben Reichle, welcome.
Yeah, you're going Uno today.
No, I am not. I am glad you're back. Ben Reichle's here. He had to take a couple of days off, and once I inadvertently scheduled him off, that was unnecessary, but...
Month of August, I felt like I was in Europe. I was on holiday.
Oh, were you? You know, my view is every day's a holiday for Ben Reichle.
Oh, well, if I was living the life that some people thought, I'd either be... 6 feet under, would be
in
somewhere
Europe.
Else.
Yeah, you'd be in Europe.
Yeah, Monte Carlo, rolling right. The dice.
Ben Reichle is a local business person, and he is one of the hundreds of co-owners of LB Water over in Sealands Grove, and he does a lot of their outreach and sales and goes all over the country. One day you might catch him down in North Carolina. The next time you might find him stuck in a conference room in Sealands Grove for a couple of days, but does a fantastic job for them. He is a Republican, a local Republican committee person, and what else can I say about Ben? Do you like kids and dogs and that kind of stuff?
Co-host today, yeah.
I'm enjoying
the fall of field hockey for my daughter, who's on the Sealands Grove Sealettes.
Oh, Olivia, yeah. She was here when she was starting, when she was about 10 years old. Yeah. So that would be, she'd be about 16-ish or so?
16 and 17 days.
Oh, okay, so she's going to be 16, so that means driving.
She's getting along on her two-wheel bike. That's driving.
Okay, that's it. Okay.
I don't think they drive or date till they're in their 20s, right?
Yeah, well, until they're out of the house and moved on. Maybe at college they can consider answering the phone. So.
Oh, and your Cubbies are still doing okay.
Fillies are flat. All of a sudden, I don't know what happened to them.
Got that. So we got baseball season going on, but more important, we got the fall sports.
Yep, high school
schools. You got the football going, the cross country, the field hockey, the whole gamut starting. College football is going to start. Bucknell, Susquehanna, Penn State.
Tomorrow.
And what does Sunbury Broadcasting have? What, four high school games on a night? You got Penn State and Bucknell. Three? Okay. You got the whole potpourri of sports going on. You got the Phillies. You got to sneak in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we started off tonight with the Shikellamy football. Then we go to catch the end of the Phillies game, which usually we pick it up like around the seventh inning or so, just in time for the seventh inning stretch. And then tomorrow, of course, we got Penn State on the radio. We're going to have a lot of NFL products this year. Monday night football, Thursday night football, and the Saturday-Sunday games, plus a couple of college games that aren't Penn State on the radio this year. So we have got tons and tons of sports. The Eagles and Steelers. Eagles are on Eagle 107. Mm-hmm. Steelers are on 100.9 The Valley. Sealands Grove Green Dragons are on Eagle 107.
Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sealands Grove Seals are on Eagle 107. And on the Valley, you got the Green Dragons.
There you go.
Yep. And the Steelers.
I think you hit it all.
Yeah, Puff the Magic Dragons. I think, last year you had a duo. You had Sealands Grove and Lewisburg.
Well, last week. Last week.
You did them both because I remember driving back from the Williamsport game and I heard the each of the highlights where there was... Unfortunately, I'll be a Sealands Grove bias here, but there was more highlights on the Lewisburg side. I heard the cuts from the guys doing the Lewisburg game, and I heard the cuts from the guys doing the Sealands Grove game. So
you heard it all.
So, well done on a Friday night. If you want to know what's going on in high school football, tune in here because afterwards you have a great post-game show that handles all the statistics, the highlights. You have a bunch of guests on there, so it works out well.
Yep, that's on Eagle 107 right after the Sealands Grove Seals game is done.
Yeah, Sean does an excellent job of bringing in some of the dignitaries of the journalistic sports area.
So Kevin stops in?
I don't think the suit gets in. No, he was on last week, I think. Is he 25 years? Do you guys get him a gold watch?
He did do 25 years. Did he retire?
Yeah, he joined me in the 25 club this year. Yep.
Don't you guys retire at 25, Rob?
Oh, don't. We didn't even get a watch.
Retire.
Or is that a 50-year thing?
Yeah, we get a watch, but it has an alarm on it to tell us to do something at a certain time.
No, if Sunbury Broadcasting, what they do for the community and the sports, for the locals, like I said, it's not just high school. It's the other reporting and that. So tune in here. But particularly on Friday night, if you miss any of the action, Sean covers it. And also he has, like I said, some of the other folks reporting in from the game. So it's always interesting. And a big one last week. I'll have to throw out a good friend, known him for years, get to have a dinner with the families. But a big thumbs up to Henry Hynoski getting his first win over at Shmokin and bringing back the Purple Pride over in Shmokin. So hopefully there'll be some good stories here in all the sports, the young ladies and the young men, and hopefully what they do on the field and have success, they transfer to the classroom and have even more success, and they go on and work for good living and help Rob, Mark, and myself with Social Security. Right?
Yeah, they got a kick into Social Security. Well, and we have Midwest's home opener is tonight.
Midwest, too. That was a big one. That was a big deal there. And Snyder County now has two football teams, and the one in the West is undefeated. The one in the East, not quite.
They got to work on that tonight. All right. Well, yeah, so that's what's happening sports-wise. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This is not a sports talk show. That's this afternoon at 3 o'clock with the Steve Jones Show, and we had our football preview yesterday on the Steve Jones Show. But today on the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, we can talk about anything you wish. Let me tell you some important messages, though. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You're welcome to email us at onthemarketwkok.com or text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or text us at 70236. If you're not a Text Connect member, sign up at wkok.com. We send out important breaking news stories, closed roads, major individuals that are making national news for one reason or another. Also, any important weather information goes out via Text Connect. It's just another way for us to reach out to you. We don't sell you anything. We don't sell the list of phone numbers. It's not a commercial enterprise. In fact, we pay to do it. We pay a service that handles the telemetry there, and they don't sell the list either. But Text Connect, it's another way that we reach out to you. If you're not listening to the radio, we'll text connect you and let you know what one of the big top stories might be. A couple of times a month, we send out text connect messages. Sign up for that at WKOK.com. So we have a lot going on. We can talk about our president of the United States of America. We also have in the news today, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, Vince Stoops trying to get the Snyder County DA to open up the Facebook and Twitter so that it is fully operational so he can continue to comment on that. Now, in the past, courts have ruled that Twitter and Facebook are open, so the DA might have a tough row on this particular one because it's viewed as a sort of the town square, a public forum that folks can comment on.
If it's a public site, and of course the DA's office is a public office and they have a public social media, then hey, everything's there. Likes, dislikes, in-betweens.
All right, we could encourage your comments on this topic. 1-800-795-9565. Should you open up your Facebook page to negative criticism if you're an elected leader? I guess the alternative would be to just shut down the Facebook or the Twitter altogether. I know the Snyder County District Attorney uses his Twitter to retweet a lot of important messages that he hears from other folks. I know our stories or daily item stories are sometimes retweeted. Sometimes State Attorney General's information gets retweeted and that kind of thing.
Well, I can understand certain standards. If you're going to have vulgarity, if we're going to have some things that just don't add. But, criticism in itself, I think you said it. It's a public forum and it's a public site. That's one of the things you get in public office. However, we do see unfair criticism, and we do see a deluge, as we see in the White House, of the media on some negative things. But if you're going to have a Facebook and Twitter page that is basically paid for by the taxpayers, and it's going to be in an office, any office, then we're tend to agree with you that it's going to be far more should be open to the public in a lot more ways. And like I said, if there are some censoring done for language or some content that is inappropriate, quote unquote, you know, some things said about maybe in a DA's office or criminal investigation, there might have to be some filters. But for the most part, you would hope it would be there for the people to read.
Well, and the way they do it now is anybody can block anybody on Facebook. So if somebody's saying something, you know, if somebody says the district attorney's not doing a good job, well, then the DA can just block him on Facebook. But it's been found that those things should be kept open. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Earlier today, we had Dwayne Heisler on the line, our progressive idealist who'd like to see a more democratic world, a more unionized world, and he talked about Labor Day. To that end, Bobby Douglas was listening and has a comment. Good morning, Bobby. You're on the mark.
Yes, of course. You know I've been around the broadcasting business for over 40 years, and up in Scranton, of course. Now, when I started at WKOK and, you know, the Lewisburg station and the Salem's Grove station, I was just an engineer. And, you know, of course, you know, in the broadcasting business, you do everything from getting on the air to take care of the transmitters and everything else. But when I went up to Scranton to Channel 22, I had to join the union for the engineers, because the engineers at that point, the FCC, you know, required I'm going to say the engineers and also us to join the union. But then when the FCC changed the rules, a lot of the stations, I'm going to say, did away with the union type thing. But as far as the benefits go, and I was going to I was going to ask from an employment standpoint, it's nice to be able to unionize, but not every industry is set up for it anymore.
Well, and what happened to your wages and benefits once you joined the union?
Well, okay, pretty much everything was standardized in that area. I mean, you could go from station to station and still get, you know, the same benefits, and as far as like the shift differentials for the different hours and that. But then when the companies were sold and that, and then they kind of just did away with those. But now the company that I had worked for with Scranton Broadcasters, it basically kept up those benefits, but the other ones, from what I understand, did not. So I was fortunate to have, you know, to have the opportunity to join the union. And of course, it was the National Association of Broadcast Employees and Technicians. And you could even go into New York City and, of course, work for the networks. And at that point, only the engineers were members of the union, could work on the equipment, and the announcers were not allowed to touch the equipment. So, I mean, there were certain rules and regulations. But then, of course, as the FCC deregulated, you know, a lot of those employees were, I'm going to say, eliminated. And that. So that's what happened in the broadcasting business as far as the engineering goes. But, you know, if, you know, from a standpoint of an employer hiring somebody nowadays, you know, you're paying into unemployment, you're paying into workers' compensation and all that, and it's nice to earn those living wages, but we have to face, you know, reality that some of the companies cannot afford to do that.
Well, one of our listeners sends us a text, says the only thing unions do is drive companies to other countries. So they don't agree with...
Well, there's two sets of unions. You got to look at it as from the public sector unions.
Thank you, Bobby. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, thank you.
So when you look at that, where they fit, and unions came to play for the right reasons initially, back in the industrial age. I believe the...
We had kids in the workplace.
Well, yeah. So, and that was the right thing to do. But then the godfather of the Democratic Party, Franklin Roosevelt, spoke eloquently about private unions and his disdain for public unions. And what we see now is the public unions, which basically can be a voting block to keep the folks that will keep the public unions there. But the public unions, the bureaucracy in public unions, but also in private unions, when you look at the private unions and you look at up the ladder, the management groups up the ladder, what's that management group doing for you, the worker, for that? But government regulations now, situations, are unions really needed? And we've just seen the Supreme Court rulings on unions. Should you be forced to unionize? Because you become almost...
Or should you be forced to pay for benefits?
And also, too, within the state of Pennsylvania, the collection of union dues. Should that be something that the state's involved in? I will say this. You see a lot more of the leanings of right-to-work states. You see a lot more of the economic growth in parts of the country that aren't unionized. Sort of take a cue. I mean, I will say this. They talk about the South will rise again. Look at their economic engines in places like the Carolinas, in places like Virginia, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia. You see stuff moving, Texas. So again, I think you're going to have the roller coaster of unions throughout the history of the United States and its economics. But again, private unions and public unions, they're sort of two different animals when you break them down.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. I'm talking about the desperate need for more unionization in the world, trying to get more unions in more shops, get wages rattled up here where we see that the economy's booming, but wages are flat. So this is an opportunity for us to, and I think one reason wages are flat is because a lot of people are leaving their jobs to go get a higher paying job. So the wages shows it's staying flat, even though the person left and went a higher paying job someplace else.
Let me put this out. Are wages flat or are skills somewhat flat?
Okay.
Do people have the skills to get increased wages? When you look at it, it's they always talk about wages haven't ticked up enough. Well, hold it. Certain parts of the country, wages have ticked up a lot. And certain types of jobs. Tinkering with wages, like we saw in Seattle, and again, the term living wage, please explain what a living wage is. Just like anymore, please explain what poverty is, because when you look at poverty in the United States, and you say somebody's impoverished, and then you go to some other country, not too far from the United States, maybe the Caribbean or Mexico, poverty there is a little bit different. So when defining certain segments, look at some of the details, and you certainly hope that people have the skills, have the discipline to make a living wage to raise a family. But a living wage in Seattle and a living wage in Seals Grove might
not
be
the
two
same
different
thing.
Things.
Yeah, rents are $1,000 a month in expensive cities, $2,000 a month in others. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Let's take a quick break, but we would invite your call. We're talking about Labor Day. I'm talking about the desperate need for more labor unions in the U.S., in the public sector and in the private sector. We're using this to try to bump up wages and get some job security and safer working conditions and get kids out of the workplace. Ben is towing the Republican line and says unions are flat for a reason.
Is this 1917 or are we 2017?
It was 2017 recently, but not this year.
Are these children still in the workplace?
They are still. We still got coal cracker kids sorting through coal down in
Pottsville?
Down in Mount Carmel, I'm sure.
Pottsville area, too?
Right, the Pottsville area, that's it. All right, Centralia still has a...
What's the book? I don't want to say the Bowery Boys. It's not correct. There's a great book written about Pottsville about the Breaker Boys.
Oh, the Breaker Boys.
The Breaker Boys. And,
right, they're still alive.
And the original pro football team out
the real
Pottsville.
Breaker Boys. All right, 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about the desperate need for more labor unions, which Ben is shaking his head no, even as I utter that call to action.
I'm thinking, where's the desperate need?
Where? All right, 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. We're getting ready to celebrate a Labor Day, so we won't have an On the Mark show Monday. We'll have a Best of show, but we'll return on Tuesday. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.
If you want to have a fun day and have less than perfect credit, you have to drive a Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai has 17 2018 Hyundai Elantras picked out for anyone who has less than perfect credit. Every new Hyundai comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty and Hyundai Assurance. Sunbury Motors Hyundai will work hard to get you approved on a brand new Hyundai Elantra. Bankrupt, divorced, slow pay should not be an issue at Sunbury Motors Hyundai. Why settle for a used vehicle when you can bring your bruised credit to Sunbury Motors Hyundai? 17 2018 Hyundai Elantras picked out for anyone who has less than perfect credit. If you want to have a fun day and have less than perfect credit, you have to drive a Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the black building on North 4th Street in Sunbury. 17 2018 Hyundai Elantras picked out for anyone who has less than perfect credit. If you want to have a fun day and have less than perfect credit, you have to drive a Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai.
Hi, this is Dr. David Bodmer.
And I'm Jill. We're truly grateful that so many of you are visiting us at Bodmer Family Foot Care.
But if your feet just can't make the trip to our office, I can still help you.
Dr. Bodmer is a foot doctor who still makes house calls when necessary, just like the good old days.
I treat each patient according to their individual needs and promise to provide quality, compassionate care. I'd be happy to visit you or your loved one at home, at an assisted living facility, or nursing home. Be sure to ask me by name.
We always welcome new patients, and we promise you'll never be just a number to us.
Find us online at BodmerFamilyFootCare.com or call us at 570-213-4200.
It's time for the Pennsylvania Career Link Fall Job Fair. More than 40 employers representing all industries will be participating. Are you looking for a fresh start, a new career? Attend the job fair held at the Best Western Lewisburg on Route 15, Thursday, September 6th from 2 to 6 p.m. So get your resume ready and don't forget to dress for success. September 6th from 2 to 6 p.m. Veterans will be admitted starting at 1:45 p.m. For details, call the PA Career Link office at 988-7300 or visit them on Facebook.
It's the Dan Patrick Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
James Franklin's resume is going to stack up with anybody short of Nick Saban. He beats Urban Meyer. He beats Wisconsin to win the Big Ten title. By year three, they win the Big Ten title. You know, I would argue he's one of the five or six best coaches in college football, but a lot of guys do not like him because he's brash and they think he maybe played to the camera a little bit.
The Dan Patrick Show, weekday mornings at 10 on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK app.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. College football is here. We'll pick games later today, 3 to 5, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark. We're talking Labor Day. Additionally, set aside from the previous day are two emails that relate to other topics. But we'll stick on the Labor Day topic for the moment. I'm saying that we desperately need more labor unions around here to shake up wages. And of course, Ben is here to tell you that, well, maybe the right representation at the right place or for the right individual could work, but certainly just a widespread unionization of the whole world is not necessary. It's not 1917.
Yes.
It's 2017. It's not even 2017, but we know what he meant. Dan, you are on the mark. Good morning, sir. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to hear you on again, Ben. We missed you.
Yeah, it's
out
been a
here.
Month.
Yeah. Why, talking about labor in the private sector, what happened in the 90s when we started shipping these jobs overseas, the poor labor man, the poor laborer in America suffered greatly on his wages, and all that sort of benefits disappeared slowly. But now, thankful to our president, our laborers have it much better than they did. You look in the paper, Geisinger's workers, they all received a wage increase. It was just in the paper the other day. And factories, I have a neighbor of mine works in a woodworking factory close to here. And at Christmas, he received a $2 an hour raise, and he received a big bonus besides that raise. And his employer near here told my neighbor, he said, "You can thank President Trump for this raise and our increase in business. So, in spite of what the naysayers like to say, Trump's bringing labor back, because in his heart, he is a laborer, even though he's a billionaire. He understands labor, Ben, better than any president I ever saw. And my first job, I joined a labor union in a factory near here that's not here anymore. It was the Teamsters Union. And they
was that the Teamsters Union out of York?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know what? If I know the factory, and I'll just give, I'll let you finish here, Dan. But that was interesting because they had the very same type of plant in Indiana, and they had a plant here, and the labor rate, the man hours to build the same product in Indiana was, I believe, $70 roughly. I could be a little wrong here. The labor rate here, man hour per unit, was 168. And then people wondered why that industry left here. And those examples can be looked at throughout. So, but you had that experience of being a labor union worker.
Right, and here's the issue with me, Ben.
Right, well, I have to take another caller, Dan. I'm sorry to do this.
I had a great point, but I can't make it.
Well, call back. Yep, please do.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dan. Appreciate the call.
Yep.
Lance, you are on the mark. Thanks for waiting. Go right ahead.
Yeah, but I don't think I can do what I need to do in that length of time. I'll call back later.
Okay, so Dan's got to call back to finish his point.
Well, Lance, you were a labor member also with the railroad, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the caboose was on trains for, what, 30 years that they didn't need them?
Yeah. We sort of did with a fireman, too, and it was a limerick that was all over. I can do that. It's just a couple
seconds. No fireman limericks from the railroad.
Fireman from Nantucket?
Yeah. Well, no, you shovel out the coal that gives our trains their power. For this, the union sees to it, you get $30 an hour. So why are you called by everyone a feather-bedding weasel? Well, maybe it's because the whole dying railroad's diesel.
All right. Well, Lance, you're going to have to call back during the 9 a.m. hour. We've got to get Dan back on the line in the 9 a.m. hour because he's got to make a big point. So we'll line you all back up. Thank you so much, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate the call. I mentioned that we had some previous emails. I do have time for one of those. It's one of them says, all President Trump has done is to complain about the media that has been attacking him since a minute after the last vote was counted. He's made no attempt to stop anybody from shooting their mouth off if they want to. In other words, he complains about the media, but he hasn't done anything about it. He also says, P.S., white people can no longer say the word monkey in any context or causes the mainstream media's heads to explode. And they begin screaming racist at the top of their lungs nonstop. We can talk about that case. That was Ron DeSantis used that phrase this week. He'll never use that sentence again. So we can talk about that. But thanks for the email. Thank you, Dan and Lance. We'll be connecting back with you shortly. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, Mark Lawrence here, subpar co-host of the show, program director here at WKOK. If you have an observation or something you wish to say about our programming, email me at mlawrence@wkok.com, and I send all that email directly to the junk basket and never look at it again. But I'll tell you what, you'll feel better for having tapped out that email. So you have the headlines in your hand. Are you going to do them?
Well, I was looking here. I just heard the concrete urinal story, and I sort of only caught half of it. They people are protesting urinals now, and they put concrete in them and speckled them with tampons. And I've just tried to see. It's not on your report here, but I guess...
It's breaking news.
So now urinals are sexist?
Well, I'm sure they are. You don't see girls using them.
Well, they're not in the ladies' bathroom, so if they're in the men's bathrooms, or are they in the all-gender bathrooms?
I don't know. I hadn't heard this. So there's a urinal discrimination issue. Yeah. I was working on something else in the newsroom.
Bring back the bidet. I just wondered what the purpose of putting concrete in a urinal and decorating with tampons was. Maybe we can get a caller to fill us in on that.
Enlighten us.
I'll tell you what, a world without urinals, where would we be?
Sitting. We'd sit around a lot.
And the end of the story was they put the urinals in, so people would not relieve themselves
elsewhere.
I'm guessing mostly males would not relieve themselves publicly. So are these urinals attached to the side of buildings or whatever? So anyway, if we can get an update on that,
we'll
have to look at that because, boy, it'd be hard to go through the day without the details of this story.
All right. 1-800-795-9565. We're looking for those important details. The number one details of the morning we're looking for. 1-800-795-9565 is our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy.
We got to get you to one of the pharmacies.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Yeah. Well, yeah, I've been talking a lot this week. Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. So that's our toll-free line. Throughout our show, you are always welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com. You can also text us at 70236. That's the Text Connect member system. Just sign up at wkok.com. Now, it's usually one-way communication. We'll send you a note about important breaking weather information, closed roads, or dead celebrities, or any breaking news, big breaking news. But you can also reply to those messages, and we get them in the newsroom, and we look at them on a regular basis. 70236, and on the mark, sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. So let me tell you a few words, if you would allow, about the Sunbury Motor Company, a big family-owned dealership on North 4th Street in Sunbury and Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel. It's more if that's where the Kia dealership is. If you haven't signed up to drive a Kia dealer or a Kia car, I'll tell you what, you're missing the opportunity to drive a very wonderfully made, union-assembled in America vehicle that Ernie and Austin would just love to put you in a Kia. And you know what happens once you're in one? You drive a Kia the rest of your life. People either drive them for 20 years or, guess what? They trade them back in. The highest rate of owner loyalty of any car brand in the world. That's a real fact. I'm not saying that, you know, Consumer Reports says they necessarily last forever. I'm not saying a lie here. I'm telling you actual truth that owner loyalty is something that is measured by J.D. Powers and Associates, and Kia's at the top of the list on owner loyalty, meaning more people that have a Kia go back for a Kia, and guess what they do with Kia? They give you incentives to come back. You get $500 or something like that if you drive a Kia the second or the third generation.
Lunch certificates to go to Penn's Tavern.
Is that what it is? I'll tell you what. Yeah, the merchants will take good care of you. Nobody goes away feeling that they've been left out when they're driving a Kia. But the Sunbury Motor Company also sells fantastic Fords, hip Hyundais, super-duper Kias, and the luxurious Lincoln automobiles. SunburyMotors.com. Check them out. We'll defer news headlines since we got some callers lined up. We'll take all comers. 1-800-795-9565. We'll go back to Lance. You're back on the mark. You had an actual point about Labor Day. You're on the mark.
Yeah, well, if you would talk to the Machinists Union, which is a member, you never really get out. I discussed that with the fellow who was a union official pretty high up, and he says, nope, you never really get out. And I says, you mean like the mafia?
But, almost like the Hotel California, though, okay. Lance. You can check out, but you never leave.
I got that right. But seriously, according to a whole lot of propaganda from the Machinist Union, we invented it. But I didn't really call to say this. You had talked about organizing unions is the biggest thing that we should be doing, right?
Yeah, we got to do that.
Now,
we got to.
All right, now here. Back when one of the big icons of the labor movement said that the movement shall not rest until every working person in the world had a chance to vote by secret ballot whether or not they wanted to join a union, right? Now, what would you say about an outfit that wants to stop the secret ballot?
What would you say about them?
Yeah, in other words,
is that legal? Or
well, apparently it is.
Okay.
Well, now who would that be? Would that be the Republican Party? Would that be the Heritage Foundation? No, the AFL. Seriously.
Oh, yeah, they don't want secret ballots. They want open ballots, right?
Well, no, they want card check. In other words, the union, well, I guess probably they send a goon around and say, hey, buddy, you want to join a union? Here, sign this card. Well, you know, that is a little bit, on the order of goonery, if you want to talk about
goonery.
Yeah. Well, the intimidation of unions, and again, you look at the private side and you look at the public side. And look at what Franklin Roosevelt talked about, is the public unions can be very detrimental to this country in ways that the voting bloc, they're going to vote themselves in. They're going to vote themselves. President Trump this week, federal workers are not getting the 2.1% raise, and people are saying, well, that's not fair. Well, hold it. Look at the raises and look at the benefits they get, and look at where the bureaucracy and government is. So you take it all in, and you look and say, when I'm asked about unions, my question is, what is the benefit of the union? Is it increasing the efficiency of a project? When you have a construction project, is a union crane operator better skilled at doing the work, better safe at doing the work than a non-union crane operator? So my point about the unions is, what's the efficiencies of a union, and where do they come in to allow whatever service, whatever product to be done better? Are they making your life better, Lance? Does a union operator of a airplane, of a train, of a wastewater treatment plant make your life better? And again, then you can see if it's needed.
Well, you know that originally the union members who came up to organize, at least our union, were the teachers' pets. They were the people who got tired of carrying the ball out there in the shop for people who did not. And if you just take a look what I often say, our moniker on our masthead, and it says that American-born white men, sober, of good moral character, skilled in their craft, and given to enterprise, do hereby organize. Okay. Well, sober. In other words, these folks did not show up for work drunk like these other people. Of good moral character meant, we're not going to steal from you. Skilled in their craft, man, we know what we're doing. Now, of course, the end result of all this was, we're worth a whole lot more money than people that don't. So if you hire us, we guarantee you a good job. We guarantee you, you know, that we're not going to rip you off or cause accidents and all this stuff. And that's what they went to the railroads with.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Yeah, it worked, and and we see what's happened to the railroads. And deregulation, and where is Penn Central now? Where is Reading now? But also, too, you have to look at the other side. When management is not treating labor correctly, when work conditions aren't safe, when working hours, now this goes way back in the 1800s and early 1900s, when those situations need to be addressed, and they're not right from a civil aspect, you have to understand how labor unions came into play. But the unfortunate, how would you say, organized crime, the other parts of the union has somewhat tainted their credibility, in my view. So there was a time and place for unions. the greed and the just non-understanding of what labor needs to do, and you know, owners of businesses just using labor and not having a company being a team, management and labor. And the sad story, look at Bethlehem Steel. Now, Bethlehem Steel, for a lot of reasons, went out of business, but one of the reasons was the management was out at the country clubs and the labor was down in the halls or the bars plotting against management. And then management was saying, okay, what can we do against labor? So there, and then all of a sudden technology came into play, and you know, here we are. You go down to Bethlehem and you look at that plant and you say, my gosh, look what was here. There was people who lived 30, 40 years in Bethlehem, and their sons and daughters and neighbors, and you know, they shopped down here, they went to church here, they went to school here, and they worked here. And now you look at it and shoot, it's a gaming casino and an outlet mall. But so management also, you have to look at why unions came, what was the benefits of a union, and you look at management, and if they did not treat labor properly, then there was a need for the union.
All right. Thank you so much. Lance, I'll give you the last word. Go right ahead.
All right. Why, a lot of the benefits that used to come just because you were a union member, you know, and they're going back and forth with management, are brought to us by laws, by the
yes.
legislature.
Yes.
Now, you see, that you don't need the union. You can go right there, and they have someone you can appeal to, and I can tell you some folks who did, and I thought they got better representation than what our union guy would have.
No, that's and that's a good point.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much. Al, you're next up. We were looking for potty parity. Women were protesting the number of urinals that are available in the restrooms versus the number of stalled commodes for women, and they...
the answers?
This was in the Netherlands somewhere.
Oh, okay.
They had a potty parity protest. And you want to put your 2 cents in on that?
Yeah, this is... you say... it's not really that. It's what they were doing was urinating in doorways, urinating all over the place, and they decided they'd just put these little urinals out in the public, and there's nothing really around them, and the guys just walk up to them and use the urinal out in public.
Is this Denmark, or where is this at?
That's over in Europe. There's places around that they put all these potties out because they were having problems with guys running over to the side of the restaurant and missing along, I mean, being alongside the chimney. And
so they're out,
you know,
in plain sight.
Oh yeah, and then it would build up, and if it's hot, it stinks. You can tell, you know, you don't do that stuff. And I mean, people, and they were accommodating people that have bad manners again. So,
well, it sounds like they need some public restrooms somewhere.
Well, the other part of this I heard is the girls wanted to be able to squat too.
Oh boy.
And they don't have any place for the girls to squat, and you got standers and squatters, you know, and they were putting the standers needs ahead of the squatters' needs. So,
well, under the democratic social governments of
Western
Europe.
Well, yeah,
that's
what we got going here now.
We want
socialism, and we got like the last one. Did you ever hear vote early and vote often?
Yes, but you know, it sounds like there's a public restroom need in the Netherlands or Western Europe.
They got to learn where to go to the bathroom, and before you go somewhere, take a pee, and then, you know, go to the restaurant and wait your turn.
Is this immigrants that have come?
Also in Europe, whether you know it or not, there's whole cities that are under Sharia law. I mean, they voted in Sharia law, and there's whole cities under Sharia law.
In the U.S.?
In Europe.
Not in the U.S.
Western Europe.
And throughout Europe.
Okay, so the basis of this story is that this community in the Netherlands...
People have bad manners, and we're peeing all over the place where they shouldn't, so they put these in, and now...
Open-air urinals. All right.
Yeah,
I think we've taken this as far as we can.
Are. There you go. Open-air urinals. Now the squatters want... open-air squatters still.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. We're going to have to get to the bottom of this one way or another. Dan, thank you so much for calling in. You're on the mark. We're talking about...
Might need a flush.
Labor Day.
And I'm going back to my point. The union, when I was in it, always told us members, you vote Democratic, they're on your side. Well, that sounded good for a while, but in 1990s, under the Democratic administration, under Clinton's, they passed NAFTA, and they sent more jobs out of this country than you can believe. And that's one great thing that hurt the laborers' wages in this country. And I still receive a Teamsters magazine to this day. They don't take you off. And guess what? They're still telling the members, vote Democratic. They're on your side. And the last issue, the steel companies that are coming back, they cannot give our current president no credit at all. They're still back on the same idea, vote Democratic, they're on your side, in spite of what has happened in the meantime. In other words, they can't catch up with what's going on. They still are living somehow, I guess, in the past.
Well, time will tell, Dan, and I think there's a lot more independent voters in the unions now than they were. However, management of the unions, particularly the public sector unions, and you can look at the who visits the White House under which administration and who gives money to who. I mean, when you see that 90% of the National Teachers Association, the NEA, gives money to Democratic candidates, or maybe 95%, you can get an idea of the political slant that's involved. But also, look, public sector unions are going to support the party that helps them, and that party has seemed to be the Democratic Party. It's not 100% of the voters, but it's probably 90+%.
And that's what was all missed in this, especially this last election. The labor man realized that Hillary Clinton isn't on my side. That's a farce. When Trump came out for the labor man, Trump won the election because he's a labor man in a $10,000 suit. He's a laborer, and that's what my neighbors and many of us identified with. He is for us. He's not just words. He actually means it. And look what's happened since he's been elected. Look at the jobs coming back. And pay is going up, Ben. I give you an example. I could give more of different neighbors and friends I talk with. But it is getting better in spite of the union trying still to keep that genre up of we're for you. And I agree, Ben, we should have, the public sector should have never been unionized. I agree with you. The labor union was meant for labor, the hard-working man that works with his hands and sweats. It wasn't meant for professionals at all. I agree with you, Ben, and that's how the Democratic, they do have the public sector union worker, if you want to call him a worker. That's why they support the Democratic Party, because they do probably gain more than they will from the Republican Party on that. But it's long over that Democratic Party's for private sector unions. That's long gone, and it's time some of the unions realize that.
All right, we got you,
and
Dan.
Good talking with you. Good hearing you back on, Ben, and you guys have a very happy Labor Day weekend.
All right, thank you so much. We have one of our listeners sent us a clipping with three executive orders that the president has signed that relate to labor. So we can look at those, and these are things to strengthen the president's view on labor. So we'll take a look at those. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back, but we got an open line, 1-800-795-9565. We're responding to my call. We got to get more labor unions around here, and we're just seeing what kind of reaction we can get to that. And Ben chuckles, but I think it's true. We got to jiggle wages in the world to make sure that people are earning more, get that minimum wage up. So we're talking about that. Labor Day is the reason we're having this conversation. Join us, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number, and you are welcome to give us a call. You can also email us at onthemark@wdkok.com. We will take that promised break, and we'll return on WDKOK's On the Mark.
Hi, this is Brad from Lewisburg Pharmacy, and I'm proud to be part of the Hometown Pharmacy family. And this month, we're celebrating our third year anniversary. The time flew by, just as it does for most of us these days. As a large family, we know what busy means. That's why, at Lewisburg Pharmacy, we're here to help you keep track of some of the things that keep you busy. No matter where you have your prescriptions filled now, Lewisburg Pharmacy can transfer your prescriptions for you, fill them, and even deliver them right to your house. What makes Lewisburg Pharmacy great is a personalized service we give to each and every customer, each and every day. Give us a call or stop on by, and we'll show you what it's like to be part of our family, the Lewisburg Pharmacy family.
Now that's the way it should be. The hometown feel we all want, but seems hard to find. Hometown pharmacies like the Lewisburg Pharmacy do so much more than the big box stores. Hometown pharmacies in Northumberland, Bloomsburg, Mount Pleasant Mills, Mifflinburg, Danville, and the Lewisburg Pharmacy on North 2nd Street in Lewisburg, making a local difference every season, every day.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark, 9:31 in the morning. Ben Reichle is here, a good conservative businessman. He is a Republican committee person. And on the other side of the glass, the fabulouser man, there could be none other. And that is Rob Center, taking good care of us. Matt Catrillo's over in the production room. He's recording words for us. He'll have a segment
clacking and clack?
No, he's done clacking for the moment. He's recording now.
He's a hustler.
He's recordedly lacking.
He's a hustler. And Rob and Matt are getting set up for the big game next Thursday.
Yeah, Matt does a part-time stint with Service Electric Cablevision. He's going to the Warrior Run Milton game tonight, so that'll be a big showdown. Someone's got to win. And
Dan Boyle, Loyal
Rob Sock, will be here tonight.
They're on TV on one of those stations up north. And, of course, then you got all your games. So,
And where are you going to the Danville game?
No, I will be at the Horseshoe Curve tonight.
Oh, Altoona. Wow, that's a big showdown.
Altoona, Williamsport.
All right, fantastic. And we'll be able to see you on Comcast up in the Williamsport region.
Williamsport area, and I think webweekly.com we stream live.
Webweekly.com. All right, fantastic. If you want to see Ben. And you're on camera?
I get to be on camera.
Well, take your powder puff makeup with you.
Yeah, in the fall, I have a face for radio in the morning, and they try to clean it up for TV.
Do what they can. All right, I got three executive orders that were signed by the president. We can read those, but we'll take callers in the order in which they arrive, which puts Harry on the radio first. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'd like to address something that Dan just said in his last call there. You know, the unions were not set up just for the guys who sweat for a living. They were set up to address inequities and inequalities in the workforce. Didn't matter what you were doing. Now, right now, because of a promotion I received, I do not qualify to be for union representation. I've moved up far enough we don't get that. And I miss
that.
So
you're the man.
Yeah, that's capitalism. You had enough skills that they hired you to move up.
Right. But the problem there is there are times where I wish I did still have that representation, because I'd like to have somebody looking out for me that has my vested interest in, not just the bottom line interest. Ideally, the unionists and labor and management should be set up where both of them are looking for that. And quite often they're not, let's be honest.
What would be an example, though, Harry? You're talking about as a manager, if you had to discipline an associate and they were represented by the union, or if somebody came to you and says, you know, hey, Harry made me work 30 seconds over 40 hours this week and I didn't get overtime, who's representing you?
Exactly. I don't have anybody with that. And I understood that going in. I'm not looking to be a martyr or fall on my own sword here. Don't misunderstand.
But wouldn't management have lawyer representation for you, though?
You would hope.
Well, wouldn't the PLCB have a representative come in to you know, your point of view from HR, and then the union would have their point of view?
Yeah, you'd have to talk to HR and everything, but it would still be nice to have somebody there that you knew was a quote-unquote friendly face. You know, but my point with it is the fact that what Dan was saying is it was only set up if you sweat. It wasn't set up for that. It was set up so that there were safeguards to make workplaces fair for everybody.
Oh my gosh!
The safety factor.
Right. If you look at what labor unions negotiate, you know, termination policies, workplace safety,
exactly.
maternity
exactly.
leave, paternity exactly. leave, and a wide range of other issues, wages, benefits, you name it. Yeah, there's probably a dozen things that go into a contract. All right. Thank you so much, Harry.
I know the UFCW page and the ISSU, they were both over 35 or 40 pages. You know, with the contract. So that tells you how much stuff is negotiated.
All right. Thank you, Harry. Appreciate the call. Next up, Cindy, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Well, this is not what I was going to call in about. Then think about this. They complain at length about how women are paid so much less than men, and this was when the unions were supposedly representing the women. So what kind of representation was that? If they're representing the interests of the workers, they threw the women under the bus.
Well, women in a union shop make the same as men.
Theoretically. Well, but they don't, Mark, because it depends on what position. When they make this argument that women get paid less than men, they lump all the wages of all the women and all the wages of all the men. And what's wrong with that? Women don't take the same jobs as men do. And that's a choice. No one's barring the door. No one's chained them out. They don't choose to take those jobs. And therefore, when you lump all their salaries together, they make less money because they choose to be childcare workers who get paid less. They choose to be nurses who get paid less.
Or they choose to be childcare raisers, and they choose to be moms.
Exactly. We get nothing. No, that's not true. We get the greatest reward of all. But I wanted to talk about wages, because you keep talking about driving up wages and we need unions to drive up wages. And one of the things I have difficulty understanding about it is this. Let's say that I do drive up the wages at a local hardware store. Well, the hardware store owner is going to drive up the cost of that. It's going to make him raise, or her, raise the cost of the things they sell in order to cover the cost of increased wages and all the taxes that are associated with those increases.
That or cut the labor force.
And either way, right, that means that now I have less money because I to buy the same screw or bolt or shovel, I have to pay more for it. So even if I got an increase in my salary, right, the products I'm buying cost more because of it. So how did I get ahead? You know, it seems to me that when you're driving up wages, the only winners are the people who tax wages, right? They reach in and they take money away from all the wage earners, or most of the wage earners, up front. And so when wages rise, those takers at every level of government, they get more money. But that doesn't make me feel like a winner, I'll tell you that.
The government and or labor unions that negotiate clauses into their contracts that if the minimum wage rises, then their contract also gets increased. So when you look at wages, but going back to your point, Cindy, when Seattle tried to raise their minimum wage to $15, and what happened, there was 10 workers at one restaurant, then there became 8, then there became 7, and you see the debacle of it. You see the gentleman out in Seattle had a high-tech business and said, we're going to pay everybody the same wage, and that fell flat in its face. So skills and work ethic will allow you, hopefully, to be a mobile person and be able to get more compensation, as we just had a caller before who was in the union and probably did a good enough job, obviously, to get up to management. So, again, I always look at skills and work ethic as the ability to increase your compensation levels.
Or he's the greater fool, one or the other.
And I look at this. So they made a big announcement that one of the local hospitals gave all these people raises. And that's lovely. But aren't we all complaining about the high cost of health care? And part of the cost of health care, more than 50% of it, is the wages of the people in the hospital. So when they got a raise, that raised everybody else's health care costs.
Well,
see why people don't see that.
Well, yes, but also the dirty little secret that's coming out now, and it's being peeled back. The cover is coming off of the nonprofit businesses, the nonprofit hospitals.
Well, they're not when they're, nonprofit.
Exactly. So they got to start burying profits somewhere, and you know, right. That's good for the employees, but this somewhat hoax of nonprofit businesses are going to be looked at here, because governments at all levels, local, state, and federal, want their share of the pie. Going back to your point, Cindy, when wages go up, who gets the benefit? And it's the taxation, most likely.
Yeah. Sure. Look at Geisinger. Yeah. They give themselves hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in wages for their top administrators. And there are dozens and dozens and dozens of them. You know, surely there must be somebody on staff that's not worth $500,000 a year. You know, so, yeah, and they call themselves nonprofit. Well, that's why they don't have to pay taxes, and they send it to their top echelon. Thank you so much, Cindy. Appreciate the call. 1-800-795-9565. We're at another post in the show where I have to take a quickie break here to do the news headlines. I promised I would, so here we go. A Snyder County man is suing the Snyder County District Attorney, claiming his First Amendment rights were violated. PennLive.com reports Vincent Stoops, who identifies himself as an independent journalist, claims DA Mike Pietz, who blocked Stoops' access to his public Twitter and Facebook accounts. Stoops filed the suit Wednesday in U.S. Middle District Court, seeking an injunction to undo the actions. Pietzo told Penn Live he has not seen the complaint and didn't comment. Stoops claims the DA uses the Facebook account and Twitter to do outreach and education and to talk about policy decisions. Subsequently, they should be made to be public and should be an open forum. History made at Evangelical Community Hospital Thursday. Hospital officials broke ground on a $72 million prime project to increase space in patient rooms and to modernize that particular facility.
Prime is the single largest construction project in the history of our organization, and it represents a significant step toward ensuring that we are the hospital that this community deserves.
Kendra Alker, president and CEO, says the 112,000 square foot addition and a 20,000 square foot of renovation space is a top priority that moves the main entrance to the rear of the hospital, and that will be where the main entrance will be kept in the years ahead.
Yeah, Kendra Alker and her management team up at Evan has certainly surfed the waves of the medical industry and what the business climate's going to be, and they've made a decision, and it's a huge project, a huge undertaking that we see. We have the nonprofit side of their business model, but to take on this task, thumbs up for the leadership of Kendra and her management team up at Evan, because they're caught between I don't want to say two 900-pound gorillas, but you got UMPC now to the north of them, and you got Geisinger down here, and Evan seems to be very, very, very customer and community oriented, so that's a positive for what they feel their business model is.
And
positive for our area.
They don't give all their top henchmen millions of dollars a year in salary either. Reasonable, family sustaining, appreciative salaries.
Like I said, community minded.
Seeking to continue serving in Harrisburg, incumbent state representative Fred Keller says he fully believes in the people of Snyder and Union counties. He stressed that his message during his campaign appearance on WDK. KOK's On the Mark, saying his job is not to tell folks in the central Susquehanna Valley what they should be doing or not doing.
I don't look to get credit for doing things. Being a representative is not about me going around and pounding my chest and saying, look what I did. The job is about listening to people, going to work and advocating for them in government, and moving the ball forward and getting things done.
Keller says in principle he supports the recommendation from the state attorney general in the wake of the grand jury report on Priestley sex abuse that eliminating age limits for victims of sexual abuse and childhood incidents to file complaints should be considered.
Yeah, and which more politicians were like Fred, and personally knowing him for a number of years, but I don't know of anybody who I've talked to who's not supportive of Fred. I know some people. who have said this. In my conversations with him, I know where he stands. He knew where I stood. He was respectful of my view, even though, and you know, we didn't agree. But Fred has always been open-minded. No, not everybody's going to vote for him, but I will say he is more than a fair-minded person down in Harrisburg representing our area. So like I said, his comments there were spot on.
All right. And finally, just help celebrate Labor Day. President Donald Trump is canceling pay raises due in January for most civilian federal employees. He informed Congress yesterday. He cites budget constraints. The workers still could see a slightly smaller boost in their pay under a proposal lawmakers are considering. Trump said he was nixing a 2.1% across-the-board pay raise for most workers, as well as separate locality pay raises averaging 25%. Saying, quote, "We must maintain efforts to put our nation on a fiscally sustainable course, and federal agency budgets cannot sustain such increases," unquote, the president said. And the president last year signed a package of tax cuts that is forecast to add $1.5 trillion to federal deficits over the next 10 years. As workers across the country head into the Labor Day weekend, Trump cited the significant cost of the federal workforce and called for their pay to be based on performance and designed to recruit, retain, and reward high-performing federal employees and those with critical... Well, yeah, government works just the opposite. You sign up, you don't have to do anything. You just show up. All right, but that's another topic. So President Trump adding to the deficit, or trying to undo the, you know, all the trillions.
That's the CBO's number. So technically, that's a CBO static number. Now, the increase in revenue that's been coming in is going to be interesting and see how that offsets the deficit.
All right, we've got to take another quickie break to stay right on schedule. Mr. Ben and I will be right back. 1-800-795-9565. I think we need more unions to drive up wages and to get the man to lower his salary. We've got to get Harry's salary lower. He's the man now. We've got to get those guys in your top echelon, all those guys paid $500,000 a year. We've got to get fewer of them and more people like me, working class dogs. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. I'm behind in my break, so I got to take another one soon. So I'm going to beg you to call us ASAP, then I'll take our last break. 1-800-795-9565. I'm trying to drive up wages so that it'll cost you more at the hardware store, so that you buying the widget at the hardware store is paying the real cost instead of requiring on subsidies for people who are earning too low of a wage. Want to drive up wages. We need more unions. It's Labor Day, so let's celebrate. Let's not add to the federal budget deficit.
You're going to monkey around with the capitalist system?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, too. That'll be brief. One of our listeners says, the only labor-related activity our president was familiar with before taking office was stuffing the contractors who worked for him at his casinos and hotels. Another listener says, my question for the Dans and Lances among your listeners, both union members as employees and enjoyed the pay and benefits of the job, why didn't they ask to sit down with management to get their own contract? It's obvious that both are now anti-union. You should have stood up and complained about what you were forced to accept. Most likely, likely don't even like your retirement compensation, says Dick. So thank you for that. 1-800-795-9565. The president signed three executive orders. One would make it easier for agencies to fire low-performing workers by limiting the amount of time that workers can spend on probation, encouraging firing instead of suspensions, and requiring agencies to share information about bad employees so they don't hop from one agency to another. Number two, getting tougher at the bargaining table when the government negotiates union contracts. The order centralizes negotiating strategy in the White House Office of Management and Budget, which will post copies of federal labor agreements online. Mm-hmm. And C, the third one, limit the amount of time that federal workers can spend on union business. The federal government spent almost $175 million in 2016 to pay workers to do union business. And that includes time spent lobbying Congress and representing workers in disciplinary action practices President Trump wants unions to pay for themselves.
Yeah, those protests that you see that when when they say lobbying Congress, they're not going up and, yeah, maybe they are sitting in some offices, but they're out protesting. And those all make sense. And I believe it was New York City, but pick any school district in especially urban areas where if a teacher is on suspension for whatever reasons, whatever, they can spend months, if not years. I think New York had it where they had teachers on the payroll that weren't teaching because they were on some sort of disciplinary action, and they were protesting. The union had it there, so these teachers would go to a room and sit there.
Right.
You know, stuff gets out of hand and out of control.
Well, if they had Wi-Fi, it would be okay.
Well, hopefully they did.
Or at least a book tape or something.
Yeah, and common sense to some folks is different to each of us. It's like art. But on the other hand, those three that you've just read, those make sense, and those create efficiencies, meaning that if you're not a good worker here at the FDA, you can't get over to the FCC.
Well, anything that takes rights away from the unions is bad, and that's why the president's there, because it takes union power away. Some of these things do need to be trimmed, but we're going to have to... hopefully, these executive orders will be thrown out by the courts. Let's take a quick break.
I hope they can be implemented by the courts, because that will make the bureaucracy more efficient.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. If you said efficient bureaucracy, I'm sorry, I don't mean to chuckle.
Well, but you maybe make it lean towards efficiency.
Leaner. How about leaner? Well, and the president says he wants to cut federal wages. A lot of people say federal employees are paid too much. That's adding to the federal deficit, too.
Depends on who they are. The military just got a pay increase, which they deserved.
1-800-795-9565. We need somebody to give us the last word on driving up wages, which is desperately necessary. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. And I tell you that because Terry out at Shade Mountain Pharmacy would love you to visit his operation on Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills. Tyler out at Trutz Pharmacy on Walnut Street in beautiful downtown Mifflinburg. Steve at the Norrie Pharmacy on Duke Street in Northumberland. Kathy at the beautiful Danville Pharmacy on Mill Street in Danville, right next to the police station. Jennifer at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street in downtown Bloomsburg. And Brad at the Lewisburg Pharmacy on 2nd Street in Lewisburg. All have one thing in common: super service. They take good care of their clients. Some of them deliver. Some got the direct take-back boxes. But I tell you what, they all do one thing, and that's nothing that a big box can do. Give you personalized service on a first-name basis. Save you money. Take that dollar that you spend there, re-spend it over in the community, and just make sure that everybody benefits. You don't think of, well, I went to the store and I bought some aspirin. You don't think of yourself as raising up the whole town of Northumberland or Bloomsburg or Lewisburg, but that's precisely what the Hometown Pharmacies do. That dollar rattles around in the community 10 times over.
Trickle down economics. Love it. Love it.
Until somebody finally takes it to Walmart and they send it to China.
Yeah, you know, they have their place. But the Hometown Pharmacies, you're exactly right. It's hometown. They're going to know you. They're going to know what you hear. They can look at, especially if you're a little bit more seasoned than Mark and I, where you have a couple subscriptions and
prescriptions
that you have.
You might have a subscription.
Well, your subscription to hopefully Health Journal will tell you, but you got your prescriptions and you look at and you say, hey, this might counteract this a little bit, but the Hometown Pharmacy people will understand what you're taking, and hopefully you'll be far more healthy for attending their businesses.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. We need somebody to wrap up our discussion and tell me to stop calling for higher wages. 1-800.
Higher wages.
You like it?
Tip more.
Tip more. Tip your waiter and your bartender. Or your waiter and your bartender. 1-800-795-9565.
If you want to have a fun day and have less than perfect credit, you have to drive a Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai has 17 2018 Hyundai Elantras picked out for anyone who has less than perfect credit. Every new Hyundai comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty and Hyundai Assurance. Sunbury Motors Hyundai will work hard to get you approved on a brand new Hyundai Elantra. Bankrupt, divorced, slow pay should not be an issue at Sunbury Motors Hyundai. Why settle for a used vehicle when you can bring your bruised credit to Sunbury Motors Hyundai? 17 2018 Hyundai Elantras picked out for anyone who has less than perfect credit. If you want to have a fun day and have less than perfect credit, you have to drive a Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the Black Building on North 4th Street in Sunbury. 17 2018 Hyundai Elantras picked out for anyone who has less than perfect credit. If you want to have a fun day and have less than perfect credit, you have to drive a Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We've got a caller standing by. Bob from, if you go to the theater in Seal and Scrub, they'll tell you that he's from Shamokin. Good morning, Bob. You're on the Mark.
Gentlemen, how are you? I want to give you a little different perspective, if I can. You know, with the whole union thing and stuff like that. Supply and demand is the biggest thing you're taught in economics. Mm-hmm. And so I would think that unions and union workers should be fighting, kicking, and screaming in our current situation about putting up a wall, about getting rid of illegal aliens, about toughening up. Because if we continue to allow sanctuary cities and flooding the market, letting everyone come in, eventually you're going to just flood the workforce, which is going to weaken unions, and it's going to lower wages because you're going to have a glut. Not all fields, but a lot of fields, you will have a glut of available employees, and any business owner will go and take the cheaper labor. And if you continue to allow undocumented, unregulated amounts of people to come into the country for work, I think eventually that's going to destroy unions over years.
All right, thank you so much. We got one more caller, but thank you very much for your viewpoint. Jim, you're on the call. You got 40 seconds.
Okay, good morning, Mark, and I hope you people have a good holiday. Ben, what does LB Water's company do?
Waterworks infrastructure. Everything attached to a fire hydrant underneath, or everything that goes down the drain you see on the street. So it's all underground subsurface, as we say when we're in D.C. with the congressmen, congresswomen, subsurface infrastructure. But the only thing you really see is a fire hydrant or maybe a water meter and some environmental products wrapped around a job site.
Oh, okay. And I appreciate your answer, and I hope you have a good holiday, you and Mark.
Thank you. Have a great Labor Day, buddy.
You too, folks. Get out there and see your high school sporting events. Enjoy WKOK, 107.3. Get the post-game information tonight with Sean.
With Sean Carey. All right. Thank you so much for listening, everybody, and enjoy your Labor Day holiday. I will be back on Wednesday, but Joe will be back on Tuesday. Monday, we'll have the best of. This is WKOK Sunbury.